And my guest is Dr. Adam Zwig, who holds a PhD in clinical psychology. He's also a successful musician who's had 9 top 10 hit singles on the U.S. adult contemporary charts. Please welcome Dr. Adam Zwig. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Phil?
I can't complain. I suppose everybody could complain, but this morning I can't complain. Well, can I complain about my allergies just a little?
Oh, yeah, I understand what you're saying. We can all complain.
Well, let's get a little background on you, Doctor. You have a PhD in clinical psychology, and you're also a singer and a songwriter who's had 9 top 10 hits in the United States on adult contemporary. So that's incredible. What songs did you have in the top 10? What's your most recent?
The most recent was Going Back to L.A. It was a few years ago. I think it got to, like, number 9 or something.
That's pretty awesome. So how does a guy who is obviously a successful musician decide to go into psychology and not only do that, but go and get a PhD?
Yeah, well, my relationship to music has always been a focus on the words of songs. And I was always fascinated how lyrics had some kind of therapeutic effect on me. I would gravitate towards certain songs because I felt like they were telling me something about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly over time, this just got me more and more interested in people and the psyche and how we deal with ourselves and how we deal with life. And I did a little psychology, a little more, got a bachelor's and a master's, and I just kept going.
And how old were you when you decided to take this new path?
Well, I've always been interested in it, but it was basically just during college. So I was playing concerts and shows and staying up all night studying psychology.
And now, does that come into play when you're writing songs? The degree, as far as an understanding on dealing with people's psyches, like certain things that would trigger certain emotions?
Absolutely. When I'm writing a song, I can draw on not only my own experience, but the experience of all the people I've worked with. So it expands my awareness. You know, you can write a song about what's going on in your own life, but when you also have experience of all these other people's situations, it expands the picture.
The reason for your call today is you've got a book coming out, Music in the Mayhem, Tales of Total Transformation from a Rock and Roll Psychotherapist. And you also have a podcast, The Dr. Zwig Show, which was going to be launching today.
Today, yes.
Have you done your first podcast yet, or are you getting ready to? Or you've already recorded it, you're getting ready to release it now.
It's up today. The first episode's up today.
Oh, fantastic. We're here to talk about how people are pretty stressed out right now because of the pandemic. I mean, obviously, this is something pretty unprecedented. We've never experienced anything quite like this in our lifetime. And obviously, this has got some people stressed out. But you have some great ideas on how to cope with this.
This is a really, as you said, a really stressful time. And instead of letting this challenging time disempower you, use it for your growth as a person. Adversity happens specifically in order to push us to grow. So one idea is down 3 ways you want or need to grow in your relationship to yourself or to others, and make a plan of how you can work on these things. Now, more than ever, is the time we can make use of all the online resources we have access to.
Sure.
For example, therapy if you need some help, and also videos for doing simple exercises that'll help you get control over depressed or anxious feelings, like full meditation, breathing exercises, or yoga. And this doesn't have to be something where, you know, you spend a lot of time. It's something you can spend 5 minutes on, and mm-hmm. it can really help you. One of the causes of depression and anxiety and so on is loss of control.
Yeah.
And you can't control what's happening in the world now. And that's making people feel really, like, out of sorts and disempowered. So use this time to grow by increasing your mind.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Use the time to learn how to gain more control over your states of mind. For example, mm-hmm. if you're depressed or you're anxious or whatever, usually what people do is they sort of, they just distract themselves.
Now, I know some people have turned to, and if you just take a look at the alcohol sales statistics, a lot of people are turning to alcohol, and that's not necessarily the most healthy way to deal with your stress, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, a glass of wine is okay, but that's why I said there's great online resources for mm-hmm. learning. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to get control over your states of mind and your feelings and center yourself. We all have this ability within ourselves to do this. Now is a great time to access it.
Do you find that there are some that just cope with this sort of thing way better than others? I can tell you, for example, in my house, I'm fine coping with what's yep. going on. But my wife, on the other hand, has little moments of madness. She's doing great right now. But early on in this thing, I mean, it was literally at times all I could do to just calm down. Everything's going to be fine. I also have a child with autism at home and an adult child with autism at home. And I think that's really been the real challenge. Curious if you have any advice on how to explain to a person with autism and how to help them cope.
How is he dealing with it?
Well, for the most part, he does okay. But when he sees his mom stress out, then it's almost like tenfold on him. He picks up those vibes and then he expresses those, you know, he like cranks it up to 11. So it usually takes me separating him from her, and then into the bedroom we go, and I have to talk to him real calmly. And I mean, I can talk him down, but sometimes it takes a while.
Oh, he's sensitive.
Yes.
He's sensitive and picks it up.
Yeah.
Part of the situation is that you've answered part of your question, which is a lot of focus has to go on helping your wife to reduce her anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But for him, if he's really sensitive, then in a way, in those moments, you, in a way, have to become the sensitive mothering figure and really let him know mm-hmm. it's all going to be okay. And mom's anxious, but it's all going to be okay.
And I would imagine that would be similar for children in general, especially smaller children who are...
Oh, absolutely. We need to calm our children. And if they're old enough, we can give them rational and accurate information about what's going on. And to reassure them and make sure they don't internalize toxic messages they hear from mm-hmm. friends or online.
You got a new song coming out, Can You Feel This Love? That'll be out
yes.
tomorrow. How do we get our hands on that and listen to it?
You can you can listen to it on Spotify, but I've got a really interesting music video. So check it out on my YouTube channel at Dr. Zwig, ZWIG.
All right, Dr. Zwig, you got a YouTube channel. You got the podcast, which is out now. Where do we find the podcast?
Podcast is everywhere. It's on my website or it's on all the podcast sites, Apple, Spotify.
Excellent. I appreciate you taking the time out and talking with me this morning, Doctor. And we'll repost this interview up on our website and get all that information out there, too.
Excellent. And you take care of yourself.